This is exactly right.
Forgive me for interrupting. I'm Bridger Weiniger, host of I Said No Gifts on Exactly Right. Each week, I invite my favorite people in comedy over to chat, and they always bring a gift. We're coming up on our 200th episode, and every episode is a gem. I have welcomed all kinds of great guests, including Cola Scola, Bowen Yang, Robbie Hoffman. It goes on and on and on. And you don't want to miss the 200th episode with the great Maria Bamford. What does she bring me? Find out April 25th. New episodes every Thursday. Follow I Said No Gifts wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Babs Gray, and I encourage everyone to eat the butt of the bread loaf, because then you can say, yeah, I eat ass.
This has been a PSA from Barbara Gray.
I did that to my boyfriend. Okay.
I love it. I'm Brandy Posey, and I've never been in a Rite Aid that felt confident.
I'm Tess Barker, and it's absolutely unhinged that people are still using a telephone to call a radio station to request a song.
And this is Lady to Lady.
Can you keep a secret?
Neither can we.
We got Barbara, Brandy, and of course Big Tess. We got a show for everyone that's the fucking best. Come on, baby. It's time to hang out with your favorite ladies. Lady to Lady, Lady to Lady.
Hi, everybody. Wow. I have comments on our opening jokes. Okay, we'll right, you're right. Rite Aid, what is up with the vibe in Rite Aid?
Rite Aid, yeah. Just like, you feel the tumbleweed of it all. Rite Aid feels like it's about to become a Dollar Tree at any
the
moment.
The one by me just closed.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Like, they're closing.
Mm-hmm. Maybe that's the vibe. Let's be honest. Is Rite Aid the Macy's of drugstores?
Oh, my God. Mm. It is.
Yeah. I think it is.
It is ghost town in there. Yeah. It's just like... Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's never anyone at the front. You always have to kind of like wait a minute before anyone's there. And it's just weird.
Yeah.
There's always a light flickering somewhere.
The toy section is too big.
Yeah. No one wants those toys. Those are like bad divorced dad toys. That's what Rite Aid is for.
Yeah, they really like CVS really won. And they just are
no
struggling.
Question. If you want someone where it has their shit together, you go to CVS. And I mean, Walgreens, I feel, can be hit or miss.
Yes. Walgreens is but like CVS, I'm like there to enjoy my time. It's like a mini Target.
Oh my God.
And Rite Aid, I'm like in and out. Like I'm only want to be here for if I'm only here if I have to be.
Yes.
Imagine being seen at a Rite Aid. Absolutely.
Oh, it's happened to me, I'm sure.
Wait, where did the John Mayer purse incident happen? Was that a CVS?
That was at our local Walgreens.
Oh, okay. Got it.
But our Target, as we all probably know, has a CVS inside of it.
Yes, it does. Oh, a perfect situation.
Uh-huh. Oh, yes, it does. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
That CVS pharmacy inside of a Target.
It's my pharmacy.
and now it has also, what's the makeup thing called?
Fucking Ulta. We got an Ulta.
It has an Ulta and CVS
and
inside.
CVS and Starbucks inside the Target.
It's the ultimate.
Yeah.
Real goddamn fancy.
Yeah.
I love it.
Okay, and then the other thing, people who call in... Mm-hmm. To radio stations. Where'd you hear? Because I feel like it's usually the love song show.
Dude, I wrote the tweet. I was pulling into my driveway and I want to say it was like Kiss FM. And she was like, can you please play like Harry Styles? I'm like, what? Do you not have an iPhone? Harry Styles is playing on Harry Styles' album. Like,
everywhere. Yeah. All you have to do is roll down your window. Harry Styles.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's like their hired actors the same way the Ryan's Roses actors are. Like, you're hiring people to do those calls.
I think it's real people. I think that it's like people who want to hear their voice on the radio.
That must be it. Because, because when we were kids, truly, you had to. Because, unless you bought the CD... That was literally the only way you could hear the song.
Right. You would call them and to play it to make your mixtape.
Exactly.
Record it off the radio.
Exactly.
Have I told you that me and my friends tried to get a phrase started in eighth grade on the radio?
Oh, my God. What?
Every time that, a song came on that you wanted to crank, we called it a juicer. We'd call it in and be like, we want that new juicer hit from Sugar Ray. Juice it up. Juice it. And we would all call the radio station and say that. They were like, we don't know what the fuck this means. Juice it up,
so
baby.
Funny
juice
to try
it up.
And start a phrase. I feel like I have to be honest. I feel like a lot of our episodes lately have been juicers. So
yeah. We've been real juicy. We just had an episode called Juice Logs. We're getting
yes.
Yeah. Very juicy.
Mmm. I love it.
Oh boy. I haven't told Brandy doesn't know this yet, but Tess does. I'm starting a solo podcast. So if you are listening to this, it's already out, the first episode. Okay. It's called Babstinence. I'm taking a year off of drinking and I am recording my experience. So go subscribe. I don't know what the fuck it's gonna turn into, but I'm just having fun with it and we'll see. So if you listen to my voice here, listen to my voice there.
Congratulations. I look forward to the journey.
Yes.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. I'm excited. I think it should just be on every, just go to my Twitter or something and find it.
Have you recorded the first episode?
Yes, I recorded the first one. So, I mean, when this is out, it'll already be out. But yeah, I'm going to put it out soon.
For those that want to know, when is the first year end? Like, what is your start and end
date? It'll be next July, my birthday. July 16th, I guess. I don't know. Part of the podcast is me being like, is this an exact date? I'm not sure. But generally, cool. for my next birthday is the idea.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Cool. So, Babstinence, go... Hear me talk to myself. I will interview people, but man, it's weird to talk alone for 40 minutes.
I bet.
Oh God, I can imagine.
It's like you get into that zone. It's kind of like you get into sleepover zone. You guys know when you like stay up and get really goofy with your friends.
Oh,
like,
yeah, yeah.
You know, it was that's where it felt like by the end. I was just like, I don't even know what the fuck's coming out of my mouth anymore. It's a good time.
It's probably kind of like journaling where you're like, this is nonsense, but then you kind of stumble across some nuggets. In that space.
Exactly. It's very free form. Yeah. But I will, like I said, I will be like talking.
I wasn't
to people
saying
too.
Your whole podcast is like a journal entry. I was just talking.
No. But I mean, is that free form? It's free writing.
Nice.
Or whatever.
Well, I'm excited to see how many cross stitches you do instead.
My various hobbies. Yeah, my first thing is battling the tree outside. So that's number one on my sober checklist is figuring out the tree outside of my house.
Is this just drinking or is this like sobriety?
I don't know yet. Okay. I haven't decided. So I doubt it. I think I highly doubt I'm not going to do anything, you know.
Okay. Cool.
So I think it'll be Cali sober style.
I love a Cali sober.
Probably some mushrooms in there.
You know what? I'm going to be honest. In terms of Cali soberness, the last two like big events I've been to, Lampy and I were like at the last wedding we went to, we majored in shrooms, minored in alcohol with a concentration in weed. And I shroomed at Lampy's, but it's lovely. Like, you don't wake up hungover. You're still social. Mm-hmm. You have a great time. Like, I love mushrooms at an event instead of booze.
It's we'll see. I think it's a good idea. I mean, all I know is it's not serving me, and I'm ready to like experiment without it. I'm calling it an experiment because I'm like, I don't fucking know. I think this will. You know, obviously there's a chance I won't make it the whole time, but I'll see.
Hell yeah.
It's nice to hold yourself accountable. It's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, go check it out and blah, blah, blah.
Hell yeah. If you're in Los Angeles, my next picture this is on April 13th, this coming Saturday.
Wait, April?
At Permanent Records. Oh, no, sorry. August 18th. Or August 13th, whatever fucking date I just said. Go to my, follow my social media. August 13th, Permanent Records Roadhouse. We are also live streaming it now. So if you want to watch from wherever you live, we have live streams. And these shows are a fucking blast every single time. Last time, the creator of Hey Arnold drew Sid hitting on Jamie Loftus for the entire set because that was her crush.
Oh my God. That's amazing.
And she was just like, oh my God, I can't believe Sid's talking to me right now. And it was it was very adorable and cute to watch.
That is awesome. Making dreams come true.
Absolutely. So picturethiscomedy.com for all that information and follow me on all the shit.
Our guest today is just one of our buds. We love her so much. She's so freaking hilarious. She's got an album called California King, which you can get wherever you get your comedy albums. And she has a new special called Ham Mouth, which you can get on YouTube, Comedy Central, wherever you get your comedy specials. Please enjoy our hang with the lovely Amy Miller.
Fucking nailed it every time.
So
baby.
Early. I did not.
We kind of do a four or five, to be honest. So
yeah. You
know, it's a long wait because I'm like waiting. I don't know. Anticipatory.
You're all in sync. I'm the outsider. I get it.
The vibe we like to set on the show.
Yeah.
We like to
you're bullying me. Yes, Mean Girls to Mean Girls. That's the new podcast. Our next 10 years, we're just going to be bitches to all of our guests.
I wish I had the energy to be a bigger bitch. Anyway, let's bring on our guest, Amy Miller.
Speaking of big bitches, here she is.
The intro you wrote for us to do for you. Perfect.
Exactly.
It's been a long time, ladies and ladies and ladies.
How are you, Amy?
I'm good. Tess will tell you, this is probably the only podcast I've ever asked to come back on. Because I talked to her at the wedding and I was like, it's been like 5 years. Come on, guys.
And I was like, you're right. We should have Amy back. She has a good point.
Yeah. It's a testament to how many fucking like funny women there are out there, because sometimes we'll be like, oh, we've already had them on. Then we look and we're like, oh, that was 8 years ago. It's time to come back. So
Time is a construct and so are funny women. And it's beautiful to be able to blur the lines between everything. I love it.
Has anyone else been listening to the new Beyonce all day?
I have not listened yet.
Mm-mm. I'm the only one.
Haven't listened
yet. Wow, I'm taking away all of your lady cards.
We're recording this on Beyonce album day.
Yes.
Yeah.
I wanted to set aside time to really, you know, get into it.
Yeah, that's
good. Yeah, I wasn't doing activities appropriate like for it. I was like doing tax stuff. That's not. I didn't feel like that was nice. Yeah, I don't associate her with taxes.
No.
I heard one track driving quickly here from Burbank after eating Taco Bell. Is that appropriate?
Yeah.
Okay,
that's
cool.
More than
that
I've
all
heard.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
What'd you get at the Bell?
A cheesy gordita crunch.
Classic.
A spicy potato soft taco. And a giant Baja Blast because I needed caffeine for today. So that's what I'm working with over here.
You blasted?
Yeah, I'm blasting off, baby. It feels good. Baja Blast is
little. It's my summer beverage. Potato tacos are so good.
Y'all, I have not. Ooh. I actually did not know that Taco Bell had potato tacos. I love potato tacos.
Ooh, they're really good. They're like a, because remember in like the late 90s, early aughts, they had the cheesy Fiesta potatoes that were like a spicy potato with like a sour cream and a queso.
Yeah.
It's that, but it's in like a soft taco with a little bit of lettuce and a little bit of cheese. Mm. And it's got like a hot, like a little like a chipotle sauce on top of it. Real delicious.
I'm in.
Yeah.
Sometimes Taco Bell will put sauces on certain items that you're like, what is that sauce? Why isn't it available outside of this item? Why are you hiding it?
I went yesterday and I ordered, they gave me straight up the wrong burrito and it had that sauce all over it. And I was like, fine. I was like, I don't give a shit.
I don't
really
care.
But it was a surprise. Surprise sauce.
Oh no, you squeezed out tubes 3, 4, and 7 instead of 3, 4, and 8.
Exactly. They gave me the wrong combo.
An order is never, ever right from Taco Bell ever. And it's fine because it all, unless you're a vegetarian and then that
because it doesn't matter usually the mixing and matching.
Yeah, they've like started all this customization and being like, we're here for you. We'll make it however you want. And then I go in the app and I'm like a chef.
I didn't know that this existed, this app.
Oh, customization. Yeah. Talk about, but they don't pay attention to it. So it's really matter.
Yeah. No, they don't give a shit at all.
Because I'm like adding jalapenos and then adding weird sauces from other things my Crunchwrap. I'm like building something alive with this Crunchwrap.
You're expecting,
and then they just make a regular one.
You're expecting the sandwich artist experience, and that is not what you're
getting. I'm not gonna go back through the drive-thru or walk be like, you owe me 75 cents.
No, and they
absolutely
know that.
Not.
They know that.
Yeah. They're banking on it, actually. There used to be, because all their sauces have like their little sayings on them, like the Taco Bell fortune cookie, and there used to be one, I think it was only on the medium sauce, that would say, I'm just doing this between films. And I always thought about like people working in LA trying to be working actors having to stock that fucking sauce every day, just like, I am just doing this between films. Thank you for the reminder, Taco Bell.
Sauce is mocking me.
Yeah, exactly. Real dark situation at the old Bell.
I want to, Amy, you just did like a huge stadium show, right? Or what?
Yeah.
I'm thinking about this. How many people were there? Where was it? What was it like?
I did two. So in Denver, it's now, it used to be called the Pepsi Center. It's now called the Ball Arena after the Jar Company.
Oh,
wow.
Okay. That's how many weddings have happened.
That's how
it's
many.
It's funny to just call it the Ball Jar, too, because that's what we know it as. We don't know it as the ball. We don't know it as ball.
You know what? Yeah. I'm going to be honest. I like the title. What it gave me right off the bat was like a ballerina who's a baller.
Totally. Plus, the Nuggets play there. It's like the best name for a stadium. You know?
I mean, it's definitely better than Pepsi, 1,000%.
And it's definitely better than Crypto.com Arena.
Oh, my God.
Yes, 100%.
Well, so it's 18,000 people, two sold-out nights with Tom Segura.
Wow.
And it was wild. I didn't, like, process until, I needed, a recharge day.
Yeah, of course, yeah. It's a lot of energy. Yeah.
It is. It's really, really crazy. It was so fun. But now I'm like, don't take me back to a bar show because
oh my God, that's really hard to go back.
Yeah.
Wait, different.
Have you done a set since then?
Yeah, I did. Okay. I did a little brewery show in Omaha last night and I was like, hi, 18 people. But actually, they're both great. I'm kidding, but I do always like, you know, you guys know, 20 people who were there to see me specifically.
That can be the best night of all time. Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was really fun. But it's just, it's wild, man. It's when you have that room silent, everybody's actually attentive. It's the craziest thing.
Whoa.
I'm like, oh, I get it. I want to be a mega church pastor. I get it now.
That is what it feels like. That's so crazy. Yeah, I can't imagine.
Have them in my grips.
I cannot imagine that many people listening to me say come or whatever.
No, I do. It's really strange.
About the silence thing, I remember one of the times I saw Dolly Parton while she was singing Little Sparrow, the whole Hollywood Bowl got completely silent. And in a way, that silence was louder than applause, if that makes sense.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
I was at one of those shows, and I always get chills when she does those, because it's also, she only sings two songs live, Little Sparrow and Coat of Many Colors. Sorry to shatter everyone's dreams.
Oh, that's true?
But she is lip syncing at all times.
Why?
She's
old.
Fine with it.
I get it.
Okay. She's in her 70s,
that
and
voice,
she...
voice, be hard to keep going.
Yeah, she wrote songs that are fucking hard to sing. But those two are always live. So it's it's always so shocking when just you can hear a pin drop in this in the bowl or wherever. It's so good.
I had a
And that was what it was like at my show, except I was talking about cum.
And you were lip syncing mostly.
Yes.
We're sorry to shatter the dream, but Amy does lip sync all of her jokes.
We have a click track. I hate to tell you.
I actually lip sync to Barbara's jokes.
Right. So again,
not
a lot
just
of
Barbara's.
Yeah. I don't know. It's
who are you, Amy Schumer?
Okay. No. I was gonna say all Amys in comedy are required to steal from you.
I've never really discussed on this podcast, but someday, whatever. One of my jokes was in her special.
Right now that I'm sorry. I'm looking at a CrossFit class.
Oh.
They look really ridiculous. The tires are coming out.
I was going to say, is it tire or rope time?
Right now it's tires.
Okay.
I'm sorry to any of our listeners who are into CrossFit, but every time I drive by one, I just feel so sorry for everyone.
I just want him to have a little, an air conditioner or a fan, I think, and then I'd be okay with it because I like lifting heavy shit. But the heat, it has big team exercise building energy, which I am not a fan of.
Mm-hmm. Well, and correct me if I'm wrong, but CrossFit is expensive, right?
Yes,
so
I'm sure.
The monthly payments are a lot.
Okay,
I've looked into it.
So get your fucking tire out of my face.
Damn.
What do you mean? Do you mean throw your tire inside?
No, nowhere, nothing. Okay. Make it be a cool, sexy, sleek weight that's rose
a
gold.
A sleek tire?
Yeah, what are we at the dumps? What?
Honestly, get one of those big Wayne coin balls and just roll another human.
Yes.
Look at that.
That would be great.
There you go.
Can I tell you guys, I had a really good flex yesterday. I got 2 35-pound weights also off of Facebook Marketplace for $40, which is crazy cheap. But I went to this guy's house, and he had a home gym that he'd built in his garage, but he clearly lived with his parents or something. Brought the weights out, still wrapped in their plastic. He'd never used them.
Cool.
And he was like, you need some help carrying those to the car? And I go, nah. I just squatted in front of him and just like picked them up and carried them into my car. And I,
he was 35-pound weights. He asked if you needed help.
Yeah. I know. I was just like, no. He had a hard time carrying them out. And I was like, no, bitch, I got this. It felt very good. It feels good to be stronger than a man sometimes physically. It's fucking great.
I have to go back to the silent pin drop thing. I had an experience last week. I saw Moulin Rouge, the musical, which is the most beautiful mess I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, boy,
so
I'm
much
sure.
fun. So bad and so much fun. And two things. One, there was a family in front of me who would not keep their masks on. And like LA, you know, for performances, you have to keep them on in theaters. Yeah. Literally, they had to tell them 5 times. And I was like, just keep it on. We are at a, you are not the only people here. Yeah. Just do it.
Yeah, keep it
so
on.
It was at that point where someone's just so distracting and you're like, I'm trying to watch a show and you're driving me fucking nuts. And then also the dad, the patriarch of this group, kept looking at his Facebook.
No.
During the show, and I leaned over to him multiple times and said, can you please turn your phone off? We're at a musical.
What?
I couldn't get, anyway, kept very annoying. But during the very end of the show, sorry, this is a spoiler if you haven't seen the movie, whatever.
You've had 20 years.
Moment,
you've had 20 years.
We're spoiling Moulin Rouge in 2022.
And I'm sorry, Satine
deal with it.
There's literally Satina's dying in Christian's arms, and he's like about to sing his final like note, and a fucking cell phone goes off, and just like it was so quiet, and it was that typical cell phone ring, you know, that like the basic.
We all know it.
And it was just so funny. I was like, oh my God, I would be so mortified if that. And at first, like, I was like, is this part of the show? Like, what's going on? Because it was so perfect, like the timing. And then also the guy messed up one word at the very end, the Christian guy. But yeah, it was a.
Can you imagine if you were in that show, though? It's like how mad we get when we're just trying to tell jokes and people talk or their phones go off. And it's like, this is a Broadway production, you fucking animals.
I know choreo.
Oh, so
yeah,
hard
it's like
not
you're not
break.
Sitting on your phone watching fucking Netflix. Like, turn off the phone.
Tickets are like at least $100. Like, who are you?
Yeah, fuck off with this.
I saw Company on Broadway, which is like my favorite musical ever. And you
Me
did?
Too. I just
did
saw
you love it?
It? Yeah, I loved it. You saw the latest one, right?
The girl
where
one.
It's like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The girl. They switch genders in it.
Incredible. But Patti LuPone. Famously, so you remember, like, so she, when she was in, I think it was Gypsy, there was this like viral video that went out where someone's cell phone went off in the audience while Patti LuPone was on stage, and she just rips, while she's on stage as Mama Rose, she rips this guy a new asshole. And so, and Patti LuPone is in this production, and I was like in the second row, and the announcement before Company is Patti LuPone, and she's like, please silence your phones, I'm not kidding. And it scared the living shit out of me. I had to check my phone like 6 times because I was so...
See, that's what we need. We need someone there to get the fear.
I know. And you power it all the way down and then you're like, what if I set an alarm? And then I like turn it back on to make sure I didn't have any alarm set, even though it won't go off if it's fully powered down. Just like, don't want to be the one. They also, on Broadway, the announcement about masks is like so sad. Like, I can't believe that people break the rule because they're like, our industry was devastated for 2 years. We all lost all of our work. If you want us to get sick again, you know. Jesus.
Oh my God.
Yeah, get any way it means possible. Guilt everyone into it. I don't care.
It's a lot.
Yes, seriously. Oh my God.
But yeah, it was really funny when he messed up a word. It was also like his the very finale song. And I think he's singing Come What May, and he said, I think he's supposed to say until my dying day, and he went until the my.
Nope.
He messed up a word in a song. I can understand a line.
No, he said I until the my.
Nope.
Oh, that's so sad.
It was amazing. It was right after the cell phone. Yeah, so maybe he was.
So he was just steaming inside secretly, just boiling over.
Oh my God. But did you see what the dad was looking at on Facebook? Was this a group? Was it a thread?
Just
notifications.
Just scrolling the Facebook.
Scrolling the wall.
It was so funny because I would just be in, I would just like creep into his ear and be like, please turn off your and then he would like look at his wife and talk to her angrily. And it's like, literally, what am I? You know you're in the wrong. Just fucking do it.
That wife,
this is why
needed to divorce him at intermission.
Oh, they were all assholes. They didn't give
a shit. Sounds like it. I'm bringing back up the squirt bottle again. I think we all just need to have squirt bottles so we can just treat
really
people.
Really funny from behind his head if I was just squirting him.
Just treat people like bad cats at all times.
Yeah, they were some bad cats, y'all.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Oh God, oh my gosh. You guys. So I had it's nothing short of a catastrophe. Happened
Uh-oh.
In yoga the other night. This is my first time publicly speaking about it.
We're here for you.
I didn't
No shit, I don't think.
I didn't shit, but like it would have been an appropriate response. So I found this yoga class that I've been going to like every week. It's taught by a man. And as we all know, like male teachers are like hard asses, right? Like they're like mean kind of, like they have a higher standard. Like, you know, that's kind of the energy a lot of teachers bring. I've been going to this class for like a couple months. And to be honest, I have emerged as like a front runner in the class.
You're winning yoga. Yes.
Runner of yoga.
Wow. Okay. All right.
She said, I've emerged as a front runner as if people are talking and writing about it. And she's like, read the trades and seen her name bandied about.
She's the lead. She's the lead.
Yeah, I got some heat. Yep, I've been getting a lot of compliments. And so it's
from other people or just the teacher?
Just the teacher. Okay. But like, and it's
this man that you low key don't.
Yep. I mean, okay, yeah, good. But like it's working for me. You know, it's making me push my limits and he's noticing like I'm taking risks. I almost have side crow. And like
That's a big
all
one.
All of the shit you're saying, I don't know what it is, but keep going.
Side crow is where you have like picture your two elbows bent and then you hoist your whole ass and thighs onto your elbows and then lift your feet up. So your whole body.
Okay. I know what you're talking about now.
Got that. So then I like to get high before yoga. If it's an evening class, it helps me get in the zone. I love it. So this week I get stoned before yoga and about 20 minutes into yoga, I'm like, wow, you are really high. I'm like,
a little disappointed to hear that our front runner is doping, but go on. Yeah. And I will be reporting this.
It's a performance enhancing drug. It's fine. And so I'm like, I literally have to have like a little like pep talk with myself. And I'm like, you love being high. Just go with it. It's fine.
It's perfect.
You're a pro too, so this was like incredibly very high.
What was the moment where you were just like, "Oh, this is too much. I don't want to be here."
I was just very high. I was just quite high, and like I had really bad cotton mouth, and I was like, "Do I leave and get water?" But then it's gonna be a thing, and you know, like I was just really high, and so then it gets to the part in the class, and he's like, "Okay, we're all gonna do forearm plank to prepare you for handstand," and I'm like, that's all right. Okay. I don't need to do forearm plank. I'm ready to do the next level. I'm doing a handstand. So
cocky.
Yeah, I'm full Aries.
High and cocky. Yeah.
So
we've entered Leo season, so we're back in a fire sign. So you really are feeling
exactly.
It.
Exactly.
Yes. Uh-huh.
So I go over to the wall. I start doing handstands against the wall. Sure enough, I get praised for it. He comes up to me. He's like, "How's it going over here?" Wow, great handstand. And I'm like, "Thank you." And he's like, I'm like, and so this is not true, actually. I've been doing handstands against the wall for years. I lie and go, I'm working towards doing a handstand in the middle of the room. And he goes, "Oh yeah? Do you want to try it right now?" And I'm like,
call your bluff. Called your bluff.
And so I'm like, "Yeah, sure." And so I go into the middle of the room. At this point, all the other normies in this class, nobody else has been doing handstands. Like, all eyes are on me. This is about to become like a tutorial on how to do handstands. So everyone else stop what they're doing. I'm in the middle of the room. He's like, okay, just kick up and I'll catch you. I'm like, okay. So I get on like my downward dog, get into like bring my feet in. I kick my first leg up and it just whoop, like whaps him so fucking hard in the face. I just hear him go, oh. Yes. And then as he grunts in abject pain out of pure panic, he grabs me in the pussy. Like it is, it is. No, like right in the middle of the pussy, like right in the middle. And he's like, I'm so sorry for touching you there. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. And I'm like, I'm so sorry for kicking you. And we just stand back and forth for like 10 seconds. It happens in
slow motion. He was also super high.
Yeah. And what could I say? I mean, it was clearly an accident, but he, yeah, I kicked him in the face and he grabbed me in the pussy.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Credit, the old credit card check.
Yeah, I prefer a tap to a swipe now. Thank you.
Oh my God.
That is the kind of shit that happens, though, that if you're also really high, you just like replay it and you're like, wait, like, was this as bad? Oh, yeah, he screamed. Okay, yes. Like, you have to run the script back in your head and go, like, no, this was bad.
Exactly.
Did you? So what happened after that? Did you leave? Like, no, what, how much class is left?
God, you guys, not only did I not leave, he made me keep doing it until I got it.
Yeah, I mean, he had to do the tough coach thing.
I had to get it because I would have had like a fear. I mean, but like obviously I was in my head after that. And it was like it was an accident, but it was like I just got grabbed in the pussy. It was, and like he felt really bad. I felt really bad. Needless to say, I've been dethroned.
I'm still trying to picture what happened. Were you on your full hands?
Yeah, I was on my full. I was on my full hands. Legs go up. Imagine they're in a handstand for like a half second, and then legs come down into his face.
I see. Okay. Okay.
But like your butt would be going towards him, right?
So my butt.
So he was like trying to like block it, and then
he reached through. Yeah. And that's how he got. That's how we got the pussy. Yes. Okay, we're gonna JFK analyze this.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. We need, multiple angles.
Yeah, I mean, I know the null isn't grassy, but I need to know what's going on.
We need to get one of those guys from Forensic Files who does the 3D like mold thing, so we can kind of. Holy shit!
Oh,
yeah.
No.
So.
How? I mean, that is kind of where you would grab if the legs are going wild and you've already been hit. You can't grab anything else.
All I know he was blinded temporarily. And like that was, I don't know, like that was probably the closest surface area.
Yeah, he's probably just putting his hand out.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. How was your nervous giggle for the rest of class and for like corpse pose and everything? How did you handle the rest?
I mean, I got through it, but to say I was in the zone would be a lie.
Yes, of course. Of course. Have you been back since?
No, and I'd be curious to know your thoughts. Do I go back this week or do I give it a little breather?
I mean, I hate yoga, so I'd say
wait. I think give it a week. I don't know.
I don't think it'll be weird going back.
Fine.
This kind of shit's probably happened to him many times. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that if you want to go, I would just go. Because it's like, the sooner you're like, this isn't weird, it's not weird.
Okay.
You know?
But like, he for sure, it's not like, oh, he's not going to remember.
Yeah, he is. But like Amy said, like, I feel like I'm sure something, you know, this shit happens. It's like, you're fucking in it. It's almost like as a physical therapist, like shit happens. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of people don't know, but Tess has a full joystick down there. So it's.
Yeah. Full T-bone stink.
Her clit is actually handlebars.
We have to take a break, but we'll discuss. We'll figure out a solution and then be back. Everybody. Oh my God.
Oh, that's so embarrassing. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lady. I'm Brandy.
I'm Babs.
I'm Tess.
It's me, Amy.
It's me, Amy.
Amy's coming to us from Omaha, Nebraska.
Love
Hot
Omaha.
Worldwide tour.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, big time.
Have you been to the Gerald Ford birthplace in Omaha?
Oh no, Brandy, I have not, because I'm not. I can't do as many activities as you on the road.
Okay. What do you do? What do you do with your days?
I need to just stay in my room.
That's absolutely, and also totally fine. I only bring it up because the Gerald Ford birthplace, like, it's his birth home, and it's a makeshift museum to him. But there's not a single good picture of him that was ever taken. Every photo of him is in between faces.
I do want to see that.
And it's very, even he's like, he was his football captain in high school. And he's just like every.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Every picture of him is bad, and it's extremely funny.
Wow. Some people just can't be photographed.
Yeah.
No. Mm-mm. I feel like I'm one of those people. I don't like
I've seen beautiful photos of you.
You have? Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. From your yoga class, mainly.
Yeah, that's true.
From the private feed we all paid money for to watch.
Yeah.
All right, let's play a game with Amy called That's a Random with one of our top hits.
Abe Lincoln's my dad.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so random.
Right?
Oh, my God.
I didn't make it up.
Oh, my God. I can't. It's just like, that's so random.
So random.
So freaking random.
It really honestly is.
So freaking random.
That's so random.
Not raving.
Were you telling me right now? It's so random.
I can't even.
That's a random.
My God.
Random.
Wow, that's a long one.
It's so good. I'm listening to that. It's making me think we're throwing a 10-year anniversary party in a few months, which is going to be really fun. But we're going to have a playlist, but we do need to put our theme songs in the playlist.
Oh, my God. I think we can at least do a remix of Lady Problems on there for sure.
Yeah.
The OG dance version.
Yes, exactly.
We are doing that soon. Amy, of course, you'll be invited. It's going to be really fun. I'm excited. I think we're going to have a dunk tank filled with men. Who are we going to get in the dunk tank?
Well, definitely
resident
Ryan,
yoga teacher.
And
resident
yoga teacher.
Hunk.
Yeah.
Yes. Yoga teacher. I think, I'm just like, I just want, like, I feel like male comics should just line. We should just be like, you owe us and just make them line up for her.
Absolutely.
Okay. Random questions. Amy, answer these however you see fit.
Okay.
What is your idea of the perfect day?
Eating good food, being in water of some kind,
or
floating on top of it, a nap from 3 to 5 p.m.
Yeah.
Get ready for dinner. but be in a place where it's fine if I actually don't have a bra or makeup on at all.
Mm-hmm.
Like I don't want to get ready this whole day. In any way.
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe a little lotion, sunscreen on the face.
So what do you wear? Do you wear like a sundress, a nap dress? What's the not getting ready outfit?
Yeah, probably just some really loose fabric. A dress. Yeah, just be nude under there, I think.
So you said you're no bras anymore. Oh, sorry. Wait, continue. We'll talk about no bras after.
Oh yeah, I mean, this perfect day isn't going anywhere exciting. Like, and then bungee jumping. No, like my perfect day is truly just like being alone or with one person I'm really comfortable with and just like lying down.
That sounds great.
That's so sad.
I honestly think it's great.
Listen, the job we do is a lot of social energy. So when I think about my perfect day, I'm like. Not talking to anybody.
Yeah, yes. Laying down
and
sounds
just
great.
Eating.
Yes, being.
Yeah, there
being
will be
silent.
A hot cheese of some kind.
Absolutely.
Fondue, queso, whatever. I don't care.
Have you ever had, if you're a hot cheese head, provoletta at like an Argentinian restaurant?
No.
Oh my God. They take, I think it's provolone, and stick it in a little skillet for you. Ooh. And then they sprinkle like some parsley and like chimichurri kind of situation. Ooh. And then you just take the bread and you dip it in the hot, melty cheese.
Ooh,
skillet.
Fuck yeah. Yeah.
That was so good.
Round of applause for the idea of that. I love it.
Yeah. It'll definitely be a mostly like bread and cheese diet day.
Oh yeah. When yeah, I was in day. Paris, we went to a raclette restaurant, which is like where they have the big, like half of cheese, and then they melt it and like slice it off.
Scrape it off, yeah.
Onto like potatoes. And it was so funny because I thought it was the best thing I've ever eaten. And they were like, eh. They were like, it's fine. It's not really that good.
Really?
I was just like, okay, of course. This is like the best thing I've ever eaten in my life, but sure.
I love how I'm like, oh yes, raclette. I know that from Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
Oh, yeah.
I had raclette. The same thought.
Oh man, I love that. Isn't it weird whenever you meet somebody that doesn't care about being in a pool, if there's a pool or a body of water nearby? I like.
Yeah, I mean, I'm currently staying in a hotel with an indoor pool, and I don't do that, and it makes me so furious when that's the option.
Indoor pools,
in the Midwest, so like,
hotel pools when you're on the road, that's a whole other story. That's you know.
But if they're outdoors, I'm getting in there.
Same.
Yeah.
Anything. I used to have like a friends in Portland who were like, we live like on the river, like the backyard is the river, basically.
Oh my God.
And then never get in it. And I'm just like,
every day.
What's wrong with you? Yeah.
Yeah. Every time I'm in a pool, I'm like, I need a pool. Pool.
I know. I've been like,
well,
Sean and I have been.
You can get one at Costco for $100.
Oh, that's not a bad idea.
I do have a little heart.
Us.
Yeah, a little heart shaped one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sean and I have been like looking for houses, and I'm like, I want a pool so bad. I'm like, every place we look at with a pool, I'm like, it's fine. We can totally redo the kitchen, add a bathroom, new floors.
Yeah. Floor. You're like, it's a total shithole, but there's a pool in the back.
Yeah. He's like, we'll make
I'm just saying, like, I obviously, you guys know, grew up with above ground pools exclusively.
Hell yeah.
And I feel like there's just still a stigma that's so weird because it is. I was just in Denver staying at David Borey's house, and then we set up his like Sam's Club pool, and it was like, I mean, we stayed in there for like 6 hours, like children, just like, and it was, it totally does the job, and it's fine.
Yeah, you
it's
just
a
need
huge waste
a
of water that
to hold water.
Yeah.
I mean, don't do this in California right now, but, or ever.
But is it? But it was more like, of a waste than a regular pool. Isn't a regular pool a waste of water too?
I think because you empty it more often, maybe than a regular pool. So it's like,
I mean, it does come with a filter.
Yeah.
Like
you get them with filters.
Yeah, in theory, it should be less wasteful, but you still feel it. You know, it's like even the, leaving the hose on. Like,
yeah, and like just watching it fill up,
about.
You're like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I have a lot of drought anxiety, but I do love to be in water, so it's a real pickle. And I was pickled after sitting in mine and David's pee for 6 hours.
Well, you were just saving water. That's all you were doing was conserving.
Yeah, you don't have to use the hose as much.
Yeah.
Okay, Amy, where do you see yourself in 5 years?
God, well, this is such a terrifying
question. I know.
Yeah. Where do you see any of us in 5 years, Amy? Actually, I'd like to know.
Probably like doing a day job again.
And no.
Living at my mom's house. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like my answer to, I think like what I want to have been in the last 5 years has been the same for 15 years. So I'm like, I thought I was going to be there. So I guess it's still the same, but it's just taking a whole hell of a lot longer.
Yeah. I will be... like officially in the throes of menopause, so that's fun to think about.
Oh my God, I know that's gonna come. That's gonna come for us, isn't
I'll
it?
I'll just be sweating at my desk job that I have,
Amy,
in Cincinnati.
Paint a better.
Just be heating up your like frozen dinners, sweating over the microwave.
Hot cheese.
Aline cuisine for
hot
one
cheese
piece.
For her hot flashes.
She just eats raclette every day at her desk.
Well, and I have a great marriage with my wife, and that's not going to be a surprise to anybody.
Okay, well then I'm happy. I'm happy for you. Good
I'm
job.
I'm happy for you, Sue.
Yeah, she's
Beautiful.
Great.
She is great. She's great.
We have so many dogs.
I'm so excited for you to meet her tomorrow.
Ooh.
in Omaha.
You never know.
Some confident lesbian at the festival.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's who fucking, yeah, that's worst. Who seduces you.
Yeah.
No. Can't wait.
Everybody I know in Omaha has an amazing garden already. So you're halfway towards, you're halfway towards sustainable food. Yeah, that's great.
By the way, I also want to apologize, Amy, because I just realized I asked you a question from the wrong bucket. I chose your question from the job interview bucket.
Okay.
Sorry.
Not that that's so random. We're like, I'm like, this is so random. What are your skills?
What are your worst fears?
Random.
I have one, Amy. What is a habit that you picked up from your parents?
Oh, I think like obsessive manners, which is not a bad thing. But my parents were so neglectful and chaos, absolutely chaotic. But they were really big on manners. So,
oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, and we did it little. And then it was cute. Like, my nieces and nephew did it little, too, because then we all, like, passed that along. So it was just so funny. Like, my nephew would be, like, 2 years old, like, opening the door for people. And, like,
aww.
You're welcome. Thank you. Like, it's so cute. But it kind of is going away. I mean, I feel like the oldest cooter right now talking about this, but I don't feel like it's standard. Like, I'm always shocked because I always hold the door for people.
Yeah.
You know, gender aside, yeah. Like anybody.
Yeah.
I'm not like running to get to be there first. But yeah, people don't even like say thank you or look back. Like they're just like, yeah.
Yeah, it's funny. Like, I don't remember. Like, I know I have good manners, but I don't remember being taught. I don't know, you know, when that was instilled in me at all.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I guess maybe watching the replay of my mom now doing it with her grandkids, then I remember like how huge it was. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it was definitely like a constant thing. Like, what do you say? What do you say?
Say it.
No, my mouth is filled with ice cream.
But I actually think that's a really good mix because I think if you are a chaotic person, having good manners will get you far. Like that forgives a lot of the chaos, I think.
Yeah. Oh, and then another one, even though you didn't tell me to do two.
No, please.
Is just that I keep running into and realizing a lot of people don't. Is just like covering food. Like I like hate food sitting out. Oh.
Right.
Outside or inside, I just always am like, oh, let's get something to cover that up with. Just like
very modest, people just hard boiled eggs in your life. I love it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The slutty potato salad's got to cover it up.
Get it? Like, I've been doing it at weddings recently, and it's just like not my job at all.
That's really funny.
That's hilarious. I love it.
But I can't, when we were just all at that wedding and like just the like little shrimp cocktails just like sitting out unattended, like unsupervised. I'm like, oh God, this is my hell. I'm like putting a little napkin over each of them.
You need to get those little, like they have food tents.
Oh yeah.
So you just start bringing those with you.
My sister-in-law blew my mind with a gift that she got my parents. I was just home and saw my dad. There are these little fans that like are kind of like they're like this tall, but they're like a little like fan that goes like this, and you put it between like serving dishes so flies don't land on anything
because
there's just like a little tiny fan going above all of them.
I love that.
But this is huge.
I mean, blew my mind. I've not seen a gadget that has taken my breath away in quite a while. That really was a genius thing.
Well, that's like what Lori is wearing on stage now for COVID.
I know she is. Yeah, Lori Kilmartin's got like an air purifier that looks. She looks like a Flava Flav with an air purifier.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's around her neck to blow the COVID away. It looks really
it cool. Sounds cool. Amy, are you anti-buffet then?
No, I'm okay. Pro-buffet.
They have the cover over them. They have
kind of
yeah.
Sneeze guard.
Sneeze guard covers it's not, the top. There's the wall. There's a ceiling, no, but no walls.
It gives me a lot of anxiety, but and it took me years. But in my, I got into buffets in my early 30s, and now I'm like you're very pro.
A latecomer to buffets. Wow.
Because I was grossed out by it. And like, yeah, because we would like get taken to Sizzler and shit as a kid. Oh, and I was just like, I don't want to eat any of this because everyone's touched it.
Oh, man.
No. But I'm into it now. Although I'm a bad buffet partner, which I think I sometimes get stereotyped based on my body type as a good buffet girl. But I get full really quick. I can't eat a lot of food. Like, so I'm like one plate.
Yeah, it's kind
if
of.
If you're in Vegas, yeah. it's a waste.
Right.
You know? Yeah,
like
yeah,
50
yeah.
bucks.
Yeah, realistically, like, I can never really pack that much.
Yeah.
Yeah, I
can eat
crazy
all hungry. Day long in
right,
intervals.
Exactly. But like all
but
at once.
I cannot
once.
Eat a lot.
We're
yeah,
cross country, not sprinters.
That's why you stay at the buffet for 4 hours, man.
It's true. You hang out,
sit
bring some cards.
In that booth.
I like buffets. I'm in. I don't care. But yeah. I will say the grossest like food like that is at grocery stores that are like Ralph's or Vaughn's that are like Whole Foods where like a lot of their thing is a buffet and that seems like they're being attentive to it. But the delis at like a small grocery store just has those like 10 salads that are yeah. like potato yeah. salad. And like for July 4th, I was there and they had a red, white, and blue one that was blue
oh.
cheese at like just a nasty.
Oh, God.
Blue
I cheese, hate it already.
Blue cheese, bacon, and something else. And like, I'm like, who the fuck is ordering? No one is getting this. They need to stop like thinking, like just take it out, take it away. Mm-hmm. No one's eating it. It really freaks me out because it's just sitting okay. there.
Nah. I eat some of them.
What are you getting from there?
Nah.
I'll get like the broccoli crunch.
Okay,
salad.
That's I like that shit.
Or just straight up coleslaw. But I'm not getting like ambrosia yeah. ones or whatever.
Ambrosia is a psyop, man. Nobody's ever eaten that shit.
I think that's the problem is that there's two that obviously people are ordering, but there's mm-hmm. the other ones that I'm like, why are you still continuously doing this? Like, yeah. it's just there. I don't like it.
I love that in a, and they're always messy and all dropping into each other too yeah. because they're just not being maintained. But I'm obsessed in like a good, in a good... a nice New York bodega where clearly the person like maintaining all those salads is like full OCD because sometimes you walk and the saran wrap
I
is
like
tight
that.
Do you know
right,
what I mean
right.
and
yeah,
it's
yeah,
just
yeah.
all the salad like mm-hmm. In the deli area like I live for that shit. Oh man.
Oh yeah. That's there's like, definitely yeah, the right. good version of it, but just I think they just need to let go of this standard for the like 180 year old woman that comes in and orders the ambrosia once a year or whatever the fuck it is that they're keeping this for.
Well, just, you know, that kitchen is just tasked with like make shit out of all this food before it goes to waste.
Yeah. That's definitely where everything that's about to turn that's. Goes.
Yeah. These potatoes are sprouting. Can you make a gross salad out of them?
Man, I remember working at this rib joint and like part of your job was like as a carryout girl was like they made these giant vats of coleslaw and it was your job to fill all the like pint sized carryout containers when they were empty. So you had to fill a mini fridge with like this giant shovel of like out of this right. vat. I'm sorry, Tess. but it turned me off of coleslaw for like 3 presidents like so much so awful.
Awful. I don't think so. I knew that Tess worked at Tony Rome as a place for ribs, but I don't think it's ever been revealed that Brandy Posey also worked at a rib restaurant.
Oh yeah, Adam's Ribs in Maryland.
And she was the takeout girl.
I was the takeout girl. The other takeout girls didn't like me because I got tips and none of them did. They would always they'd always like, well, Brandy got tips. Why don't I get tips? And I was like, I don't know what to tell you.
Because I obsessively fill these containers to the correct.
Because you're packing that slaw in. Because yeah. sometimes you do get that slaw cup from a barbecue joint and it's like mm-hmm. half empty. Like, what is this? Cabbage costs
like
nothing.
Like potato
mayonnaise
chips?
Costs nothing.
Yeah, when there's yeah, like yeah. 3 potato
just give
chips
me nothing.
In a bag.
I would rather
like,
yeah. not even know this was a possibility than this disappointment. Oh, my God. Okay.
Okay, we have to take another break, but we'll be back in a second.
BRB.
I'm back.
Only
and
Barbara's
all of us,
back.
All of us are back on Lady to Lady. I'm Babs Gray.
I'm Brandy Posey.
I'm Tess Barker.
I'm Amy Miller.
And we're going to do lady problems. Yay. Send us your lady problems or comments or commentary or hellos. You can give us a voicemail at 3236-BUT30 or an email at ladytoladycomedy@gmail.com.
Lady problems. Lady problems. Lady problems, do you have them? Lady problems, do you have them? People have them.
Hi, ladies. I'm a huge fan of the podcast. I'm calling because I'm a chronic crier. I'm going through a really bad breakup right now, but that's not even the problem. I cry about everything. My feelings get hurt. If I'm hungry, I can't handle conflict well because I cry. But I just wanted to see if you guys had any tips on how to manage this. I already took a day off from work to cry about the breakup, but now I'm back and I'm crying at work. Luckily, I work alone and outside, so I was able to multitask. But if you guys had any thoughts on how to not cry at inappropriate times, I would love that. Thank you. I love you guys. Bye.
Aww.
She's so heartbreaking.
I mean, you showed us that you can multitask because you were able to leave us a voicemail while crying.
That is
so
true.
Mm-hmm. You know, I appreciate that you do have that skill. It's awesome.
That's so sad. I say lean into it.
Yeah.
Just freak people out. No, I do love to cry. I would say maybe see an OBGYN / your primary care physician about your current hormonal states, because that's when it gets me the worst. I mean, also, like, I cry just because, like, everything's terrible.
Yeah.
But when it's truly uncontrollable, like, I'm like, okay, I'm getting my period tomorrow. I don't want to stereotype all of us, because also we're allowed to cry at other times.
Of course,
but
yeah.
I'm saying when I can't control it, and it doesn't even have to be related to something, like I'm just waterworks all day, something's up with my hormones. Mm. So get them checked. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, well, I think in general, probably, yeah, going to the doctor and talking to them about it's a good idea, because it just could be something off that, you know, could be.
Or even just... like knowing when it is in your cycle that it's happening more, like tracking it might just be helpful, just because then I think then it's like, oh, okay, like the week before I get my period, I like want to rip somebody's head off. And then when that time, when I feel that coming on, then I look at the calendar and I'm like, oh, okay, I'm mad, but this is more than it would be otherwise because of this or whatever. And it just kind of like, knowledge is power.
Yes.
Yeah, I track all of that in my app, because they have, like, there's a whole section for, feelings, like symptoms and feelings. And so then it will, after like 6 months, it just started to remind me, like, hey, you might be feeling a little pissed off today. And I'm like,
I really am.
That's helpful.
Thank you.
Yeah, the more information you give it, like, the more, you know, insight you have. But also, like, I don't know. Use it, you know, if you need to get out of a ticket. It sounds like you have a superpower, kind of.
Sort of.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, because people, especially men, don't want to see you cry. So I would definitely use that to your advantage in every possible
situation.
It is hard at work, though. And I felt it when she mentioned work. Like, I feel like in my 20s, I wanted to cry at work all the time. But then you can't, but then you lose power that way because men are... It's terrible, but it just like you feel frustrated. I felt frustrated all the time. Like I wanted to cry every day at work because I'm just like, no one's hearing me and I'm underpaid and nobody cares. And then I'm crying at the meeting.
Yeah. I can't. Okay. The closest thing I can relate to with this is, as we've mentioned earlier, I have a really bad nervous giggle. And so it is not like, but it's similar problem of like, it's always in a really inappropriate situation. It could be like when I'm in a fight with someone or like I cannot control it. And one thing that helps me is I repeat the phrase parking ticket in my head. I'm just like, parking ticket, parking ticket. Because like that to me is the opposite of giggly for whatever reason. Like it helps me stop giggling. So maybe if you could find something mundane or like that's unemotional, the kind of you. It's almost like the top and Inception.
Mantra.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the opposite of how actors like find an emotion in a scene sometimes. You want to like find the unemotion in a life moment.
That makes sense. Yeah. Like, give yourself like a little mantra, a boring mantra.
Hacky movie scenes when someone's like trying not to come and they're like, my grandma. Baseball
exactly.
Stats.
Cold shower.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Just think about like Stifler when you are crying and then you'll stop crying. I don't know if you know who Stifler is. I realize that is a very old
Austin
reference.
Austin Powers. Yeah. Very funny.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Just think about how he dances, and you'll stop. And, you know, count your blessings, because a lot of people cannot squeeze out a tear to save their lives, and it comes out in many other ways.
Very true.
You know
what I mean? Yeah. Very true.
I almost feel like, should she sign up for acting classes? Because I feel like every acting class I've ever taken, the star students are the criers.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. Mm-hmm. And also maybe try to isolate it in your day, like get one really big one out so that, you know, it's in a controlled space. Like do it first thing in the morning and like before bed or something.
Yeah, you feel, I always feel better after I cry. Ooh, the last time I cried, I had a situation at Target happened and I was leaving and I was crying and a clipboard man came up to me. And he was annoying. And then I just lowered my sunglasses and I was crying and then he backed away. So I think maybe try to save it for moments where you don't want to be inconvenienced by the people around you. It really terrified him. It was great.
I feel like this is the advice I always give, but it's so important and something I've learned, you know, the older I get is just to mm-hmm. try and be easy on yourself, you know?
Yeah.
Try to not be too on yourself about like, why is this happening? When am I doing it? Whatever, you know, mm-hmm. like you're a human being. You are going through something very hard. Yeah. You're going through a breakup. Like, of course you're crying right now. It makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
And like, even if you do it in front of other people, yeah, you're a human being. It's going to be okay. You know, try to not be like too harsh on yourself right now.
And also it's like crying is like a release of emotion, and I tend to find I feel much more clarity on the other side of it. So mm-hmm. it's like you're releasing an emotion to find clarity too, or to mm-hmm. find relief. Like it's not you're doing this because your body feels like it needs to do this to like recenter yourself. Like there's nothing wrong with crying a lot.
The answer you might know? Be no, but look, do any look of at the you world. Guys know why we cry? Like what is the biological reason for crying, I wonder?
Feeling bummed.
Right, but like, why does that make your
watching
body...
Watching Mr. Holland's Opus? Yes. I don't know.
It's an indicator that we're tense and overwhelmed and a signal to a caretaker that you need help.
Oh, it's like a distress signal.
Yeah, yeah.
But it also probably makes you more vulnerable as
1,000%.
Yeah.
it's like a lion, like, rolling mm-hmm. around and showing his belly, where you're like, okay, I'm weakened right now, and I need care, mm-hmm. I need help,
mm-hmm. yeah,
rescue of some kind.
That makes sense. Like any animal kind of whines when they get hurt.
But this Time article also says, in evolutionary terms, it's sort of efficient because it signals that help is needed, but also indicates a system of rehabilitation or recovery. So it's like you it shows that you have the tools to get to the other side of it. Mm-hmm. It's just, you know, that's just how you
cool.
do it.
How do you guys' faces recover from a cry? Like, do you guys show the... Like, cause I feel like mine, it takes a minute. Like, I look pretty busted for a minute. Yeah, like, my eyes get really puffy, like, maybe even the next day.
This might just be me, but I think I look beautiful when I weep.
Okay.
No, I was going to say the same thing. Oh my God, our self-esteem is struggling. My eyes get really puffy too, but I was going to say, because if you have really light eyes, because Brandy and I have these mm-hmm. fucking gorgeous sparkling eyes, mm-hmm. then like the redness around, it like makes them more brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would always have moments where I would like fight with my ex and be crying and then like look in the mirror and be like, God, my eyes are...
100%. You're not alone there, Amy.
That
you're not
is
alone.
So funny.
How could he be mad at this angel?
Like, I should get headshots right now.
I know. Dewy. So dewy. It's beautiful.
Yeah, I don't know. I
snot a lot, though. There is a lot of snot.
Yes.
Yeah. The snot's the problem more than anything.
Yeah, I can't hide it, but it goes away like pretty soon. Also because my emotions can fluctuate. So like half an hour later, I'll be like, wait, what? What was I doing?
Yeah, well, that means it's working. Yeah. It's like it is a release for you. It's a mm-hmm. physical release that you needed mm-hmm. and then it resets you.
Totally. Yeah. I also
just get a good waterproof liner.
Yeah, waterproof
that's
liner.
The other thing. Yeah, you got to get your makeup. I hope this caller already has her makeup figured out.
Yeah. And also, I'll just say sunglasses. because what I've realized about LA is there's a stereotype that people in LA think they're too cool because they're wearing sunglasses inside. And it's not that they're too cool. It's because half of them are having a nervous breakdown and they don't want you to see it.
And the other half is on cocaine.
Yes, exactly. So, I mean, I remember my cell phone got stolen out of my hand at the Beverly Center, and it was like a whole fucking thing. And I had to like go into the Beverly Center because, man, made me so mad because my manager wanted to meet at Froyo, and I was like, no, I'd rather
Beverly Center.
Yeah, I was like, I would rather come into the office because we have a business relationship. No, you want to get Froyo like we're friends? Okay, fine. So I'm looking for the Froyo place on my phone, and a kid on a Razor scooter stole my phone out of my hand. I chased him around. I didn't get it. I was rage crying. I went up to the Apple store in sunglasses, and I was just like angrily weeping, talking to this man about how many gigs I needed in my new phone.
Ooh. I hope did he give you extra gigs?
No, if only. Didn't look that good, I guess, that day.
But yeah, you got this. We're behind you, and you know, keep on crying. Yeah. It's fine.
There's a lot of reasons to be crying right now. I'm glad that you're letting those emotions out instead of burying them.
Yeah.
All right, let's do one more.
All right.
Hi, ladies. I love your show. Calling because I have a lady problem. So, bit of context. I live with one housemate and her dog, and I love her dog very much. But we're getting evicted. Long story short, my housemate and the landlord got into an argument, and my housemate like threatened to call the police on him, and which led to the landlord evicting us in retaliation. And like the landlord is insane, but like also she should like, there was no reason to call the police, and it just, I don't know. I'm just kind of caught up in it because I won't have a place to live soon. Anyway, this puts me in a really bad position because I am new to America. I don't have a credit score yet, so finding a new place is hard. But the real problem is, do I move with her to a new place or do I just find like my own room somewhere else? I feel like my housemate does kind of, we get along really well. She's cool, but I feel like she does take advantage of me a little bit. I'm more of a homebody, so I end up cleaning up after her a lot. And she leaves her dog with me a lot too. I don't mind it because I love him. And like, you know, if I wasn't taking care of him, he'd be in his cage all day, which isn't okay with me. But I do kind of feel like I'm, like today, she has kind of left the dog at home, and I've been with him all day and took him for a walk and everything. Look, I know the dog isn't my responsibility, but I love him and I want him taken care of. But I'm also thinking maybe moving on my own is a better option. I don't know. Tell me what to do, you guys.
Oh. Oh, God. Bad dog owners.
I hate that.
Yeah.
The worst.
You might be being illegally evicted. Yeah. I don't know. So, you know, but I assume it's probably in your roommate's name, and I get wanting to leave that situation, but there's tenants' rights groups in most cities.
Yeah.
That if you, you know, wanted to fight it, that's the thing.
Yeah, if you're interested in that, I would definitely check it out. But I get it.
And also, if she has an eviction on her record now, she might not be the best person to look for a new apartment with because...
Yeah.
You know, that's almost a bigger thing than not having a credit score.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
I didn't think about that.
Because it's so hard to get evicted a lot of the time. It's right.
It does feel like a wrongful eviction. And I actually was just talking to Sean last night about when I was in my 20s, I was wrongfully evicted. And I found this really awesome like clinic that was like put on by people who had just started practicing law. It was rad. It was free. They sat down with me. They walked me through like exactly how to word the letter and like how to do everything. It didn't cost me any money, and I was able to not be evicted. So I would look. I do think that it might be worth fighting the eviction because it does sound like bullshit. And then I still think you should probably get your own place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also like talk to her about the dog because especially if you're going to continue living together, like if you can fight this eviction, then I don't know. To me, it sounds like a situation where I'd be like, how about I pay a little bit less rent because I'm basically providing free dog sitting to you every day, you know, and like I'm struggling right now. So Why don't, yeah, like you should be compensated.
Yeah.
It's not, yeah, just like I would do the same thing because I also would love the dog.
Yeah.
But like if you weren't there, this is something she would be paying top dollar for. Yes, so, yeah. Or not, or she would just leave him at home for 10 hours a day. I don't know because, yeah, people are bad dog owners. But
yeah.
Again, maybe you can work something out.
Yeah. I think there's definitely like if you guys stay or do move somewhere else together, like a resetting of a lot of roommate boundaries and being like, okay, start fresh. These are responsibilities. Let's have like, this is when stuff needs to be done by, because you're also doing her dishes, you're like cleaning up around the place and stuff. Like these are things that like, yeah, you guys need to have a conversation about. It's hard. And yeah, this is like what happens with roommates often, but it is like,
but then you know if the conversation doesn't go well and she's not receptive to these very valid issues, then, yeah, you shouldn't be living together anymore. Yeah. And you can always find a room in a place, you know, without a credit score if you know people. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just not outside of the
I wanted to say that, too. Like, don't let the fact that you don't have established credit make you feel like you're trapped in this situation. Because totally, like, if there's people that just have an empty room, they're not going to run a full, like, thing on you.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And I will say, something that might be helpful in that conversation is, I mean, it sounds like you haven't lived here that long, so you guys haven't lived together too long. I wonder if you started living together during lockdown where there was a ton of free time and you weren't going to go anywhere. So, like, the dog schedule kind of got established because, like, you were just always home all the time. I think a lot of people have had to, like, kind of reset their living situations now that things have opened up a lot more to be like, hey, actually, I'm not going to be home all of the time and able to do that. So we need to have a conversation about what our like living situation in the real world now that things are open again looks like.
Mm-hmm. I hate the dog being in a crate all day. Like, I feel like she needs to be called out on that.
I know.
I feel like
I hate that.
You are eventually going to get your own place. And this person should be at least a little bit ashamed. Like,
they should be, they need to be called out on it. And I'm sorry, you're in a really shitty position. Like, one wants to talk to someone about all this shit. I don't even know. I would have a really hard time approaching her it. Like, it's really shitty. So I get it if you don't want to. I would try, and maybe, I mean, in the future, you do love the dog. You know, if you decide to move somewhere, be like, hey, you want to pay me to pet sit? Like, totally. That's what should be happening. So fucking
or clean your house.
Like, I love you. Yeah. I'm gonna miss it. I, you know, just throw me some money and I'll pet sit for you. But we shouldn't live together anymore. I mean, I don't. Sounds like to me, you guys probably shouldn't live together anymore because even trying to reestablish those boundaries, it's like a relationship. Like, it's she's probably not gonna do it. You know, she'll do it for maybe a second. But
although I will say, as conflicts go, I mean, she has such a soothing voice and such a cute accent. It's not the worst person in the world to be reprimanded by.
Well, that's she's not gonna be. She's not gonna. Yeah, especially then, she's gonna be like, all right, whatever.
Not to be a bother, but you're being a right cunt to your dog.
You're a proper nutter.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would start researching new places to go on your own. Like, there's gonna be a better situation for you. There's nothing more stressful than a shitty home situation. So you know, you can. There is a light at the end of this tunnel, and I'm really sorry that you're in it right now because that sounds fucking awful.
I will say that I think that, like, this is a situation where, like, Facebook groups are really good for, like, looking, like, if you have, like, shared interests or, like, things in your community, like, local people that, like, be like, hey, looking for a room. Like, hey, do you use anybody here, know anybody? Like, you know, that kind of, I think that's a nice way to be able to connect to something easily.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially with other, like, expats or what, like there's always groups for, like, you know,
that's a good idea.
I'm British and I live in LA. Where should I go? Those are always pretty easy to find. Plus then you can like link up with people who are having similar experiences to you. But you know, maybe they're looking for a roommate.
That's a really good idea.
Yeah, definitely.
In the flat.
Yeah.
Govna?
I think she's Australian, which is making all of these accents even funnier.
I'm sorry, we're bad at accents.
I'm gonna be honest, I've never been able to tell the difference by ear.
Maybe I'm wrong, but it sounded Australian to me.
No, I think you're right.
I think you're right too. I'm just being a dick.
New Zealand.
Because she said, like, I love you,
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
For murdering the sex.
$1 million.
Well, I mean...
Get in my belly.
That's
that right?
Even better, because I will say, like, Australians always seem like the best at linking up when they're like living, yeah, you know, in groups in the States. I feel like anytime I've met one,
it's
Australian,
always a pack.
I met six.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. They travel in packs. So get into a group.
I remember the first bar that I went to when things opened back up, there was like, we're sitting at a table and then this table next to us goes crashing to the floor and we were like, what the fuck? And we looked over and there was 12 Australian dudes just wrestling each other.
Aww. Hot.
Yeah,
I love,
like,
Australians.
Yeah, that's hot.
Yeah.
I remember, like, we're back, baby.
Do you guys remember that hostel show that used to be in Hollywood?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Like, the bungalow?
Yeah. Like 13 mm-hmm. years ago, I did that and I ended up doing shots with these Australians, and then I stayed in there. I didn't hook up with any of them, but I was like in their dorm room until like 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, hostel shows, you're always gonna do shots with Australians. That's like the like the payment. good luck. Let us know how it goes. And I'm sorry about the dog too. It just fucking blows. But it's you gotta look out for yourself. So and kidnap it.
Mm-hmm.
I will say also, heist movie.
I also feel like everyone, when they make a big move, has to have one bad living situation. And
that
I think
true.
Yours is now over. You know? Like,
yeah, you paid your tax. You're bad.
Yes.
Sorry, we didn't tell you that about America. That is part of the movie.
Yeah, there's some catastrophe that will happen whenever you make a big move.
Also, we've all been through it. And then that makes it so much sweeter, like that first night you spend in like your own place and you're like, I don't care that it's tiny and my microwave's in the toilet. It's all mine.
Yeah.
And it's like so magical and you're like, I did it. Like, and it's very doable. Yeah, you'll get there.
Yeah, you got this.
Amy, where can everyone find your special and your shows and anything else that you have going on?
Oh, yeah. My special you can just watch on YouTube. Just look for my name, or Comedy Central has it up. And I put an album out. You can get it on my website, amymillercomedy.com, and all my tour dates are there. And I'm always out here on the road, so you can find me. And I perform in LA if you live there.
Yeah.
Go check out Amy on the road.
She's so funny.
She's so fucking funny. And it's really awesome when you go out and support female comics on the road, because we all need the clubs to fucking do it all the time. So please go out and see Amy.
Yes.
They love when you don't show up because they're like, see, we told you.
Yeah, exactly.
Women don't sell tickets.
Tell them to fuck off.
So prove them wrong, y'all. Thanks, Amy. It was good to see you.
Thank you, guys. This was so fun.
Hell yeah.
Good to see all
Have
of you.
Have fun at CrossFit.
I'm going to go flip some tires.
I'll see you guys next week. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
3, 2, 3, 6 but 30.
It's 6 but 30 somewhere.
Hey, ladies. I just want to say thank you for being so open about things like smoking pot. I've been smoking now for a little while to reduce my anxiety. So, like, I've always felt like I had to have some excuse to smoke a little. And today I just kind of let myself actually enjoy it. And it's been great. You know, I look outside and I see a beautiful world and I just feel kind of at peace. As you can tell, I'm actually high right now. but anyways, I just wanted to say thank you for reminding me that I could, you know, enjoy myself in this way. It doesn't always have to just be for anxiety. Sometimes it's just fun to smoke a little pot. All right. Thanks, ladies. Bye.
Hey, ladies. So I've technically never scromited, but I have cried while vomiting. So is that a cromit?
Lady to Lady is produced by Katie Levine. Get tons of bonus content, discounted tickets for live shows, and lots more at patreon.com/ladytolady.
Follow us on Instagram at @lady2ladycomedy and give your input on lady problems and get info about upcoming live shows.
And hey, don't forget to follow our individual accounts on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Babs Gray, Brandazzle, and Testify Barker.
Follow
follow Lady to Lady on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen so you don't miss an episode.
If you like what you hear, you can rate and review the show.
Visit exactlyrightstore.com to purchase Lady to Lady merch.